Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today is U.S. Senator Ben Sasse. Senator Sasse, welcome to the Daily Spotlight.
Karen, it is great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, you recently reintroduced the Born Alive legislation. Tell our listeners what this legislation involves and why it is important to you.
Thank you. Well, there is so much to be done in the pro-life movement. Most of it, as you know, is about persuading hearts and minds, but some important subset of it is about legislation, and we want that to complement the persuasion of hearts and minds. And so right now, when a baby survives an abortion, there's a practice where sometimes abortion mills just leave her or him out to die on the table in the cold. And we want to make it a requirement that any baby that's alive outside the womb has to receive all the care and treatment that you would give to any other premature baby at that stage of development. And so what the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, that I'm the lead sponsor of, does is it makes it a requirement that care would be provided for those precious little babies who are image bearers of God.
And currently, federal law does not adequately protect a born child who survives an abortion. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. And it's just such a tragedy. And I think, you know, even those who think they're for abortion and abortion rights, when they see and hear about this destructive, horrific practice, their hearts are moved. And so we need to protect the individual babies that rarely but sometimes survive an abortion attempt against their life. But we also need to draw the spotlight so people understand what is happening there. And right now, federal law does not provide adequate protection to those little babies after they're born.
From my perspective, Senator Sasse, this legislation, it really is an opportunity for Congress to find consensus. I mean, this is just common sense. She's a baby, he's a baby, and if they survive, they should be afforded all medical attention.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.